Hey you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, anywhere you are in the world. It's been a minute. Trust you're good. Hope you're fine. So I just want to quickly stop by and encourage you to have a gratitude jar. Yes, have a gratitude jar. I know you've heard so much about being grateful, being appreciative, just being happy generally, but it goes beyond that, right? Because the world right now is wired in a way that if you don't intentionally find that happiness, you are going to be surrounded by disappointment, you are going to be reminded by the bills that you're yet to pay, you're going to basically be sad most of the time. I mean, even in the midst of plenty, it's very easy for that depressing spirit to just show up. I mean, it's just the way life happenings have been programmed to just trigger us. I mean, regardless of what is genuinely happening in your life, regardless of that good thing that is happening in your life, like, you have to be intentional. That's what I'm trying to say about your happiness. And it comes from within. It starts from in out, the way you breathe in and out. So how does gratitude jar work? You just need to have something small, you know, like a box, and then every day you write in something that you're grateful about. This is just a constant reminder, because so that regardless of what you're going through, even if you're very happy and you've met that target, or even if you've not met that target, or even if you're not happy with where your life is at, don't worry, just go ahead. I know it might not be easy for you, especially if you're not in a good place right now to, you know, start writing something down, like, what's this guy saying? Nah, just try. I mean, it's just a little piece of paper or your phone. You could just, you know, go to the notes on your phone and just type in something you're grateful about or you're grateful for. You could write it down. I prefer writing it down in a small piece of paper and just scribble something I'm grateful for. It doesn't have to be the big things. Like I said, I'm grateful that I'm alive, because trust me, a lot of people your age, people that have not even gotten to your age are gone. A lot of people are bedridden. I mean, go to the hospital, for go to intensive care. You don't even have to go that far. I mean, just go to the hospital and see how people are just trying to be okay, to just be as strong as you are in health. And you would see that there are some things that money cannot buy that you should be grateful for. So just write it down. I'm grateful for life. You could write life. You could write, even if you're not the type that likes writing, it's not something that you enjoy. Just write life, you know. Just write breath. Just scribble down something. I prefer that you write it down than you just imagine and you smile about it, because trust me, these are going to be reminders, you know. When you feel like all hope is lost, and you just remember your gratitude jar, and you just go back to it and open it, you see how far you've come, how far most especially God has brought you. So in essence, please be intentional about your life. Don't look at what is happening around you. Like I said, if you've met your target, or you've not met that goal, or you've not smashed that achievement, you know, don't worry. I mean, when there's life, there is hope. I don't want to sound cliche, or, you know, there's nothing bad about being a motivational speaker. It's just that the person saying it should also practice what they preach. And these things are actually realistic. You just have to speak life into them, you know, by intentionally being happy, intentionally, you know, being grateful, intentionally penning down things that you're happy, you're grateful for. You know, just start today, honestly. You'll be thankful for it, and it will make you smile. I mean, by the time you start penning this thing down, even if you're not the type that like writing, like I said, before you know it, you'll find out that your note is full. So there's really no excuse. It's fine if you want to imagine it and, oh, imagine that, thank God for life. I can walk, I can move. I mean, these things look like the little things. I don't like to see them as the little things, honestly, because, hey, the time I had ear pain, gosh, I ended up having surgery for that. Trust me, it was painful. I mean, it's very easy for me to overlook it and be like, how will my ear pain me? I can't even think about my ear paining, because I just, you know, look at it as one of those things that are not, you know, as important or something. Like, it's just part of, like, my ear is part of my body, so my mind will not go there that, oh, I can't even start imagining being sick in my ear. You get me? It sounds somehow. But trust me, hey, when my ear started aching me, ah, my goodness, my right ear. I ended up having surgery for it, and I'm grateful that I came out of that, because it was stressful combining work with C's, going to the hospital. Thinking about it right now, I mean, I felt a little bit down lately, and thinking about it, I'm super grateful, because it's not everybody that will even, you know, start half of that ear pain that survives it. And mine was a rare case that I had, and even going to surgery was scary. I mean, you know, your mind start drifting to people that go and don't come back. Because after, not long after my surgery, this was like 2 years ago, when it's not so far, I heard that, you know, a doctor friend that came to visit me told me that, I mean, somebody went to the theater and didn't come back. So I don't see these things as a little thing, because when your finger starts to pain you, hey, like, you just start to appreciate things, because so there's nothing like small or big blessing. No, there's nothing. The same way you have tummy ache, that it seems like, oh, that's the most common or popular ache. I mean, it's the same. It's as painful as having like a toe pain, you know, anything, even headache itself. Some people die through headache. Some people sleep and do not wake up. And here you are listening to me. You can even hear me talk. Hey, Jassy, you're the richest man or woman alive. It's these things. Just be thankful. I mean, things that we overlook, honestly, that you have a family, you have someone you have a shoulder to lean on. I mean, you're alive. There's really hope. So, like I said, it's beyond motivation. I mean, it's the motivation has sense. So it's not everything that we should just, you know, overlook and just act like it's normal. See, so some things that you feel like is normal, a lot of people are paying for it. A lot of people are paying for breath, the breath that you breathe. So it's not just me coming here to just try and entice you with my voice or whatever. No, people pay for breath, but you can breathe. You can, the fact that you can listen to me in the convenience of your home or your office or wherever it is you are, I mean, it shows that there's something I should be grateful for. So please open a gratitude jar, you know, intentionally have a little box where you just throw in things, you just scribble and just put them inside, things that you're grateful for. Use your phone, use anything. Even if it's your imagination, fine, imagine it and smile about it. But I prefer that you pen it down, so that when the going gets tough, because it's life. I mean, even the Bible says that in this world there'll be trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. So, I mean, once you have God, you have everything. So when the going gets tough, just be of good cheer that God has overcome everything. Just be of good cheer that when there's life, there's hope. Just be of good cheer that, see, that big challenge that you're facing will definitely yield big blessing. That's what it means. I mean, a bigger testimony is coming from that. That big problem, of course, the solution is going to bring you a lot of testimonies. It's going to be the bigger the testimony. Look at it that way. I just see it as life. And then after that challenge, you learn. Experience is something that money cannot buy as well. You learn, be it good or bad. See, there's nothing that I feel like I would regret. You get me? Because at the end of the day, looking back, I learned from it. And that lesson is priceless. So sometimes try and look at, or not sometimes, just try and look at the good in everything. Don't dwell so much on, I wasted my time at this stuff. What's not the point of this experience? When no, I mean, it's priceless. You know better. You're wiser now. Stop dwelling on the negative, basically, and open that gratitude jar. Scribble something on that paper. Write something on your phone. Be intentional about your life. And trust me, this will help you to be grateful every day. This will keep you going. When you feel down, when you look at all the things that you've written, things that you were worried about 5 days ago, 3 minutes ago, now, can you see that everything has been sorted? I mean, so when you write these things down, it just takes you down that memory lane of, and I was really worried about this thing, but I thought I could not even achieve this. I thought I could not even come out of this. I thought I could not even scale through this or be alive still now. But look at how God saved me. Look at how far I've come. Trust me, these things will just encourage you and in your moment of weakness, and then it's to strengthen you to keep going. It's to strengthen you to be intentional about your life. It's to help you to be happy. It's to help you to be happy in the big things, you know, and even in that thing that looks little to you, it's to help you to always be happy. See, really, once there's life, there's hope. And with God, you can achieve everything. With God, all things are possible. Please don't look down on certain things, but there's nothing like little things. That's one thing I also want you to take out from this. Gratitude, Jah, be grateful always, and there's nothing like little things. Trust me. When something starts to happen to you that you feel like are so little, you the God I beg, you be like, hey God I beg, please. I mean that you can even go to the toilet, you can go to the loo, you can open, just try something. Open that gratitude jar, type in something, and trust me, you'll be happy. You'll be happier. That's it. You'll be happier, and the devil will never steal your joy. I mean, trust in God, and He will always come true for you. I love you. See, I just wanted to just encourage you, you know, and not sound like somebody that does not practice what I preach, because I'm also talking to myself. And trust me, whatever I tell you here, I also put in the work to practice what I preach, and I just feel encouraged to, you know, come and I felt encouraged to come and encourage you, especially now that it's the last day of the month. So let's wrap it up with, you know, a gratitude jar, a gratitude notepad. Anyways, thank you so much for coming back to listen to this baby girl. Thank you for, you know, having me with my podcast that I try to do monthly, even though I try to be consistent. But anyways, we thank God that we drop in something and we're back to come and talk regardless of everything. It is well with all of you. I love you. Bye, and be happy always. Be intentional about your life. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you.